Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our special night, which is Saturday night live on the Lightship. So what we do tonight is go to the Lightship. We'll do that probably in about 5 minutes. So we have a lot of people that have experienced this, who loved it and love it each week. And we have our one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. So this is mainly devoted to healing, physical body healing, because your physical body is on the Lightship. Remember, the light created you. This is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. This is why we do instantaneous healings. The physical healings on the Lightship are done 100%, but naturally because you have emotional traumas and densities, and basically, you know, the dark side with the DNA that's imprinted by all the thoughts of your ancestors, it's a little harder to heal this time around 2,000 years after that process of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So we're going to be going to the Lightship. We're going to first do a heart centering for everybody. And this you can write down and do it yourself. It's on most of the BBS archives. And this is the way you get heart centered or heart connected to your spirit. Remember, the source energy is never separated from you. You always have it. And this is why the source energy never promotes itself through people channeling energy, trying to bring in divine energy to you, or putting hands on top of your head on your crown chakra to open up, you know, something or whatever. Your spirit already has it. So a lot of those things are just new age processes to actually connect you to the darkness. Remember, you already have the light with you. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't look outside of yourself for something that is not of the light, because the darkness will, through what I call the creation of artificial light, the light of the darkness, they'll bring you into these realms and parallel lifetimes. And since we cannot comprehend what true light actually is, we think that we have this wonderful experience of light. And this is what people bring back from the near-death experiences, talking to us about how wonderful it was to be in the light. Well, believe me, if they were in the light, they would not be here. If you had the chance to go on to true light, you would not be here either, and you would not have any past lives, because the light only gives you one life now in this present moment, and you probably would not want to come back to any planet that you have been to, because the universe of light is so vast. So it'd be like a grain of sand in the ocean. Why would you want to re-experience one grain of sand when there's so much more to experience? So going back to a location twice is probably very unlikely. So let's do the mind to heart drop. We have to command the energy, and your spirit is also doing this. So I just do a simple exercise where we count from 10 down to 1. This is not hypnosis. This is just a way to command the energy. So this you should be doing yourself daily. I'd say do it maybe 3 times a day if you can. It doesn't take long. So just think of an elevator dropping down. The 10th floor is your awakening thoughts that's normally inside of your head. Remember, the thoughts inside of your head are controlled by the matrix of time, the illusion of time. And it really isn't an illusion, but you know, we are in time, so as we look, we are here in time, but the time is the darkness, and the darkness is created by the aliens, where the light is created by source, and that's in your heart. And there's no such thing as time in your heart, and there's no such thing as predictions, because the light only works in this present moment, which is the now. And you cannot ever have a negative thought when you're in your heart center. It doesn't exist. So that's the difference. When you're in your head, you're in the darkness. That's the separation. When you're in the heart, you're in the present moment with the light, which is your spirit. And here we go, dropping down. So you magically feel the energy moving from your head to your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So I'll just put on some music here so you can actually experience your own spirit and the peace from Source Energy. Come on. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm floating out here in cyberspace. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. If you're just tuning in, this is the Creation Lightship Radio Hour, and we're here with Ron Amatron, the ambassador from the Creation Lightship, and we're about to have a healing with the divine light beings from the Creation Lightship and actually on the Creation Lightship. So if you would like to participate in that, you're welcome to. Just sit back and relax. And this radio program is all about connecting you to your own divinity within you, about ending the search for divinity from outside of yourself and looking in to find it in the right place. And so that's why we're here. And that's why this radio program includes free healing samples, so you can experience this divine energy for yourself and find out more about the Creation Lightship, its mission, and its role in the ascension process. So if you have questions tonight that you'd like to ask Ron, you can go ahead and type them into the fast chat, and we'll try to get to some of those. But I think in just a couple of minutes, we're going to go to the Lightship. So what you can do to prepare is to go ahead and scroll down the page, the Creation Lightship page on your monitor screen, and bring up the beautiful picture of one of the light beings from the Lightship there. And Ron, can we activate that for everyone before going to the ship?
Sure, we can do that. So I'll just bring up the light being. And if you're on the website also, the light being is there too. So here we go. Going to activate this with some wonderful love energy, peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So let's go to the Lightship. So this will not work on the archives. You have to be live with me right now to go to the Lightship. So if you're listening to an archive, then you want to get this show live on Saturday nights to participate. You will feel the energy of love coming off your monitor screen during this process. and we're ready to go up. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, some people bring their flowers, plants, trees, gardens. You can do that. That's perfectly fine, but you cannot bring people. So here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You may feel the energy around you change slightly. So here we go. You're going to be on the light ship, out of time. Remember, the light is out of time. You'll be there physically with your body. And your body will also be in time down here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And now you're on the light ship. If we have any seers out there, you're going to actually start to see the different rooms that we go into. You might see the light beams. And that's how the light beam got drawn that you're looking at on your monitor screen, because we had a wonderful lady who actually could see on the light ship, and she drew it real time. So here we go. We're going to go to the first room, which is the room where they scan your body, and they find out what type of being we are. Remember, there's all different types of sentient beings on the light ship. And now we're going into the next room, which is what we call the orientation room. This is where you're meeting the different doctors, the different types of beings that are there. And they'll be working with you this evening. So the healings are between you and them. And it's up to you to select the teams that you want to work with. They will talk to you, we'll say, maybe through mental telepathy, as long as you need them to talk to you. And remember, you're out of time, so in our time could be hours as you talk to them. But right now, since we're in linear time here, we're now going to go into the first room for healing. Now, because the light only works in the present moment, in the now, it's best to probably request a healing maybe every minute or two. Because after they do a healing on you, it's up to you to say this is good or not good, you know. Remember, they will never overheal you. They will never go against your free will. So, you know, if you only want to be 10% healed and you think it's fine to have 10% of maybe your pain being released from you or something like that, they won't go any further than that, because they're not going to go against your own free will. This is why you must ask. This is the way the light works. It's in non-judgment. And you're just changing one creation for another one. Remember, what you're dealing with now is your own creation. Doesn't matter how you got it. You have it because it's in front of you. It's on you. You're dealing with it. So you want to change one creation to the next. And hopefully it's better. So here we go. Let's go into the first room. This is the white light room. And you might see some wonderful energies there. And we'll also go into the second room, which is the white light waterfall room. So here we go, bringing the energy in, and I either use the word stronger or I count to 10. So we'll count to 10 first of all here. So here's the waterfall room, and you may feel your body kind of like getting a nice, wonderful shower of water. Remember, on the light ship, the water does not touch you physically. So here we go. So stronger, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just kind of experience this here. And we'll go into another room that's a lot of people's favorites. This is the amethyst crystal geode room. And here we go. We're in there. We're levitating. And you can request your healing also. So here we go in this room. So stronger. Here comes the energy for us to experience here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And let's see, we can go into another room that has other types of maybe rock type of energies, crystals. So let's see here. Let's they're showing me a yellow type of rock. I don't know what it's called, but it's yellow. So we're going to experience that energy. So here we go. This may not be on this planet, but it is conscious beings. Remember, the amethyst crystal geode with all the points. Each one of these little points are a conscious being. So here we go. Here comes the yellow rock energy. So stronger, stronger, many, many rocks. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into another room. And this one here has water. And this is the room where the dolphins are. And this is a lot of people's favorite, too, because they like swimming with the dolphins. So there's three dolphins that we're going to be swimming with. If you wish to put your hands in front of yourself, maybe palms out, kind of move your hands up and down, back and forth in a circle, you may actually feel the presence of the skin of the dolphin. And so do that here, and here comes the dolphins. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to put some music on here so you can experience these rooms. Remember, request your healing. And you might want to move your body a little bit and just see how these healings are working for you. Remember, always request healing. The light only works in the present now. Another room we're going into is a room with the large trees. You want to hug a tree, this is your opportunity. They'll do healings too. So here we go. Here comes the tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you like music, we'll go into another room and singing. This is the Life Being Choir, and they'll start to sing to us here. And these beautiful harmonies will help to heal your body also. So again, do request a healing. The light only works in the now. Okay, we'll have another experience here. And on our conference call today that we had, our standard once-a-month four-hour conference call, we went into the water, and we had three beautiful manatees working with us. So we'll bring those in today in this call here. So here comes the manatees. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So on the light ship, there's all different types of beings there of the light, and we bring in ones that we're familiar with on the Earth plane here on this planet. If I brought in other ones that I see, you may not understand, or I could not even describe them to you. So these are all life forms that we're normally used to seeing. This is why the calls go the way they go. more of the manatee energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another favorite room is the room where they have cactus. So here comes the cactus energy. Again, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and they're all in bloom. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go on to one other room here. This is the pain release room. So again, request healing. And this is the energy that's black in color that's going to visit you right now, coming to help heal you. The black energy has golden speckles in it, so you don't want to use your own judgment of different colors here. Remember, everything is a vibration. Everything's created by the light. So here goes the black energy with the golden speckles. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, there's some pain out there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Some people actually put their hand in a location on their body where they like to have more healing, too. That's perfectly fine. And we'll go to the food court. Remember, some light beings have to eat. Remember, they have physical bodies. And the bodies that they're have manifested will be incarnated after the ascension time. So some have to eat, just like we do. Some don't eat. So we're going to go to the room where the light beings don't eat, and you're going to feel your body get energized. So what we have is gold plates. We put one hand on each of these golden plates, and it monitors what we need. You might actually feel your hands buzzing right now. And now we're going into a little room, kind of like a little phone booth, we'll say. And there's also matching plates there, like was on the outside of this room, putting our hands on it. And in a sense, there's like a monitor screen in front of us and a bunch of flashing lights. And I'll count to 10 and we'll be out of the room being fully energized. So here we go. It'll give you what you need right now, this very moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And we'll go to one other location. And for all of you out there that like dogs, we'll go into the dog room. And this is where different dogs are. They'll do some healing work with you. And if you like cats, we'll go into the cat room. So here we go, and we're in both rooms at one time. So just request maybe which one you'd like to have, or both. We've been in all the rooms, and we're going to be staying in them so far that we've been to on the light ship. So you're still in those same rooms. So here we go. Here comes the energy of the dog and cat room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. People like the rainbow waterfall room, so we'll go into this room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And what we'll do now is also go into another location. And we'll go into where they have the different oxygens to breathe. So you may want to inhale, exhale a few times. Here comes number 82 oxygen. There's different types of different styles and different types of healings. So here's number 82 coming. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, enjoy this oxygen for healing. bring in three other ones too here. I'll let you just experience this one for maybe 15 seconds. Okay, the next one's going to be number 16. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Number 178. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, take a deep breath. Maybe inhale, exhale a few times. And we'll bring in one more energy here of oxygen. And we'll bring in, see what they want to give us. Looks like number 50, 50. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to one other room. This is the silver room with silver energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of looks like glitter floating all around you. And again, you want to request healing. Light only works in the now. It doesn't hold on to what your request is. That's what it can, and that's it, instantly. On the light ship, your spirits materialize from your original blueprint, whenever that was created, and it's with your physical body. But when you come back to here, the earth plane, then you're with your own spirit, and it depends how much you have in your body of your own spirit to maybe the amount of healing that you're going to actually have, along with how much densities you still have in your body. This is what Jesus was clearing out 2,000 years ago, and which is what the light ship does today. Okay, so we'll start to come back from the light ship. So I'll count to five, and our animals and pets are now coming to us, and we're thanking all these different light being doctors for working with us. Like I said, the healing is between you and the light being doctors. We're coming down now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, that was wonderful. I hope everyone enjoyed that. There's a few opportunities every week to go to the light ship if you're interested in having more time on the light ship. There's 3 conference calls each week. Ron, could you mention those?
Yeah, we have Mondays and Fridays are 1-hour light ship healings. Those are 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's only $20. If you like what you had tonight, by all means, come on these calls. And then on Wednesday, we actually do water charging, and that's $30, and you have water with you for each day of the week. Normally, people get a half a gallon to a gallon of water, and you have the light beings that charge it up that day working with you. Remember, your vibration changes, your consciousness changes, your body changes, so the water is activated instantly for what you need at that present moment. So it's a very wonderful thing to do. We do, like we said, the once-a-month calls, which we had today, a 4-hour call. And tomorrow we have our special 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. This is where we go to the light shift, but you're in quarantine. And the quarantine room is where they get rid of the alien parasites and attachments, implants, anything like that, shapeshifters that are inside of you. Remember, everybody has these, so this is what's causing you not to heal. And they also cause you to have your problems. So if you're interested in having a better life, this call is the one to be on. And it starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You can just go to the website, and on the very top of the page of creationlightship.com, you can click on it and use PayPal and get the different the phone number and the codes for the conference call line. It's very, very good. If you haven't been on it, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know how bad off you are until you get on these calls when you start feeling better. And don't use your mind, because your mind will tell you and probably invalidate that you don't need this. Remember, the mind is controlling you. This is the darkness. This is the alien agenda of mind control that people have. And so, unfortunately, we're all stuck in time, ststuck in mind, universal consciousness, collective consciousness. It's all the same stuff, just different names. Sometimes it sounds like it's a divine energy, like it's a holy type of sacred energy. When you say universal mind, you know, you think, wow, that must be the source energy. Well, it's not. It's created by the light of the darkness, just like your near-death experiences and your forced reincarnation. So if you want to get out of that and to live a better life and to be more heart-centered, but the main thing is you're living in a physical body, and this is where your problems start with. So this call is very good. So back to you, Sylvia.
So could you talk a little bit, Ron, about, especially for any listeners that are interested in the ascension and the ascension process and the whole process of preparing oneself to be able to ascend actually with the physical body, what these healings have to do with that, how this all relates together?
Well, if you're a Bible person, a Bible student, you know that Jesus came here. And you might only know about that he came here to save you from your sins, which is what people normally talk about. You know that he died on a cross. He was killed on the cross by the Galactic Federation, our alien space brothers, because they did not protect him. His mission actually, you know, needed to be much longer, which is what he had planned to do, to reach more people. So he was here to teach ascension healings, to do them, perform them on people, and the healings were to release, as we know, sins. Well, sins are the DNA codings that we have in us, and these DNA codings are judgment. So you're living the life of all of your ancestors. All other judgments you are living, because it's stored inside of you. Which ones come up in this lifetime, it's hard to say, but that's why you're dealing with life the way it is, because your ancestor gave you all these little gifts and problems because they did not solve them themselves. So in Jesus' time, he came to release you from that so that your body would be able to do the ascension. Also, he had to clean out your spirit and work with your spirit. Same thing that we're doing now on this radio program. This is why the Lightship has so many healings. So if you're interested in what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, this is it today. And naturally, when Jesus left the planet, the healing stopped. The churches won't tell you that. They'll keep you into the light of the darkness because they fabricated and brought forth religions and force you to pray outside of yourself because you're not good enough. And you know the agenda there. So that's what's going on. So if you're interested in what Jesus did, this is it. A lot of people know about Jesus. Everybody out there probably has been to maybe a church where they've talked about him, but we maybe did not get the true information. So he came to teach ascension. The Lightship is here to also teach ascension, which is to come to your heart, to be in your heart center, not to be hooked up into the mind energy like everybody is. This is what we teach continuously. If you listen to all the archives, they're going to be almost all the same. And so ascension is to have your spirit be fully in your body. Most people are 20% in their body, so they're not going to ascend whatsoever. So you have to get in your body with your spirit. You were in your body when you were first born. So it's not that it's impossible. It's just that you actually kicked your spirit out of your body through judgment. And that's what happened. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. And so when you start judging, then it can't live in that vibration of negativity. So the next thing for ascension, once you're in your body, and that's baby steps, that's like preschool, then you must do the work to clean out your body of all your ancestors' stuff. And this is what the lightship does as far as healing. It takes away the darkness out of you. And this is why it's so important to have this. People ask me, they say, can I do this myself? Why do I need the lightship? I have a spirit. Well, if your spirit knew about this completely, it would not be here, neither would you be. So unfortunately, through all the forced reincarnations here by the darkness, going into mind energy, being pulled into parallel lifetimes, etc., you don't have the horsepower to do that. So that's the sad thing. Unfortunately, you know, this is just the way it is. The lightship is here to help you. If you wish to do that, get on board. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then what you're really talking about is deep healing that's actually on a level of releasing out of our cellular memory and DNA the judgment energy that was trapped in the past by our ancestors. And
yes,
being
and,
able to actually...
That's correct, yes. And coming from the Expo in L.A., there's a lot of people selling, oh, maybe CDs, DVDs, pictures, et cetera. Well, that's all mind energy. And so, you know, and that can entrap you even worse into the darkness. And so just buying a picture for $10 or something is not going to do any healing on you. The lightship healings are permanent, and they're one-time healings. Will you need more than one? Of course you have to have more than one because, you know, you're so dense, unfortunately. This is just the way it is. So you start off with an emotional clearing. That's what's needed by everybody. If you don't want to do the ascension at all, you're going to have a much better life after having that clearing. It's $5 times your age. Very reasonable rate. A nice sliding scale. The younger you are, the less densities you have to deal with. So that's very great. So if you're listening and you're only 10 years of age, boy, $50 will change your life. And now if you're older, I put a cap on it at $300. So it's interesting when I talk to people that somebody who's probably 20, 25, they'll do the clearing without even batting an eye because they want to get rid of their stuff so that when they have a partner in their life, then they feel much better, and they also do the clearing for their partner if they want to get married or something, so that they're not dealing with all this stuff. Now, as people get older, they somehow kind of maybe balk at spending the extra $100 or something, which kind of seems strange to me, because they have lived longer, and they have a lot more judgment. And this judgment is going to kill you. So you have to decide, what do you want to do? Do you want to live longer? Do you want to have a peaceful life? You want to keep recycling your past baggage? If you do, then don't do this clearing. We have many other clearings. If you're older, say over 30, you may want to do our alien death barcode to get a better life too. Remember, you have a natal chart. That's the darkness controlling you. And also, you know, it's created when you're born. This is naturally how the planets are interfering with your life. Remember, the light does not interfere. You have free choice, free will. But this is how the planets are interfering with you. And naturally, the dark side doesn't want you to live for a long time because they want to reuse you over again and over again and over again in that forced reincarnation cycle. And so they have a death plan for you. And so most people have 3 death barcodes. And if you want to be dedicated to saving yourself, maybe having a better life, maybe getting rid of this maybe like black cloud over your head where you start losing energy, that's what you want to have is the alien death barcode. So anyway, I have many clearings, and maybe you can't get this in a book. It's not available on a CD or DVD that you can just plug into your computer and have it done. You must come online and use your computer to do this. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you talked in the past about how everything is energy, essentially, and how if you, for example, do something like get into a group prayer or you actually pray with your mind out to an external source, external God energy, that energy is just kind of going into a pool of energy, which is, you know, somewhere in space and can be used by, you know, different alien races or what have you. And can you talk about, we have actually a question from one of the listeners that emailed in, wants to know about the difference between that kind of prayer and if you just center yourself in your heart center and, you know, sincerely, you know, kind of pray essentially or have a heartfelt, you know, kind of discussion with you and source in your heart center, how that's different than when you're praying outside of yourself with your mind energy.
Oh, very good question. Okay, I'll try to answer that the best I can. Now, the first thing is that most prayers that people do, and you can look back upon your prayers, you're asking something for a favor. Regardless of what it is, you're asking something outside of yourself to help you, to fix you, to do something, normally to make your life better. So when you do that outside of yourself, you're connecting to the darkness because you're using your mind energy. Now, once you go into your heart, all of a sudden all that vanishes. And so there's really no need to pray inside of yourself. You can thank your spirit for helping you. You can also use the manifestation of the light to bring light to you, and that will be light to light. But as far as going outside of yourself, then you're in the darkness inside of your head. So you always want to go into your heart. If you notice right now, you're in your heart center, which is what we did initially on this program. So I want all of you to try to think of a negative thought right now. And you will notice that it's next to impossible to do that. If you pop into the mind, you can get lots of negative thoughts. But once you're in your heart, they don't exist. Why don't they exist? Because the thoughts will have judgment. And a negative thought is just as bad as a positive thought because it's a judgment energy. So the light ship does not judge any of its creations. So the source energy does not judge its creation. This is why you can't have a negative thought, or typically even a positive thought in your heart. You're just strictly at peace, which is where you should be. Now, you can use discernment, if you wish, in your heart center. People say, well, gee, how do I live my life if I'm heart-related and I got all this negativity around me? Well, then use the discernment aspect, and you can see what's happening in discernment, but you still won't be able to judge it because a source does not judge its creation, which is you. So you're not going to be able to tap into a judgment energy. And that's kind of the way it works. So you always want to become heart-centered, and that will bring you into pure divine peace. And so I don't want to use the word necessarily divine because the dark side uses the word divine a lot. So I will say source energy. Source energy normally is not used that much by the practitioners. They will use God energy. They will use the mind of God. All this stuff is darkness. So back to you, Sylvia. I'll use source energy, which is what Jesus was using for all of his healings and his teachings because he came from the light ship. In his day, he called that Father.
So then can you communicate in your heart center with source energy?
Well, you're not necessarily communicating it to it because it is you. Remember, there's no separation. So when you are in your heart, you are connected to source through your spirit. Your spirit has that source connection. So you're taking your thoughts that you have, and the thoughts that you have now are with your spirit. And this is how it works. So you're not necessarily saying, I need to connect to source. You're already there. You know, it's like looking, you know, the old saying, you know, looking, trying to find the forest of the trees. You know, you're there. There's no hierarchy in source energy. So you're there, you're it. And that's why Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Very simple. When you're in your heart, you can say the same thing. You are one with source energy. The source energy might be more of source energy on the light ship, but it's not any lesser or more than you yourself in your heart center. You are it. There's no such thing as a higher self that they talk about in New Age metaphysics to dilute your energy, thinking that you're not good enough. That's like what some of the churches do. They tell you to pray outside of yourself. The Catholic Church talks about praying to Mother Mary, probably because Jesus is too busy, and naturally Mother Mary will answer your prayers. But then what if she's too busy? Well, you got a problem. You better find another saint to go to. But basically, in the heart energy, it's all there, all the same. There's no difference on it. And this is the true source energy that you are. Nothing is ever separated from you. This is why I tell you and say over and over again, a lot of the practitioners that are out there don't understand this at all, but once you connect to source energy, there is no difference between you and Jesus' energy or Mother Mary's or anybody else's. It's the same energy. The difference is that your physical body was not prepared. So the light ship with these special bodies of people who have come down to the earth plane or who inhabit a physical body, the source energies that come in, they are working through a body that has been already cleansed, that the light ship is doing for people now, of the genetic predisposition and the judgments. Remember, the light can only come into the body as much as you have cleaned itself out. So if you're carrying judgments, the light can't come into you. It'll come into your spirit, but how many of you out there talk to your spirit daily? Some people, when I talk to this, they don't know what I'm even talking about. They go, I get it all the time in my head. I ask for guidance in my head. I get all my guides around me. Well, hello, you're talking about the light of the darkness. So it's very interesting to talk to people to finally get them switched over. I have switched over a few readers so they understand now what they're actually doing. And they have a much more wider understanding about spiritual guides, etc. And they can actually help the people a lot more. So I do sessions on them. If you're a reader and you're listening and you want to have a session, I can do that. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
So another question from the same listener is, so when Jesus was saying, our Father who art in heaven, what was he talking about? And, you know, because you've talked about the dark side, how it portrays this idea of heaven and so on. So could you talk about what Jesus was talking about?
Yeah, okay. So we'll first talk about the light of the darkness, okay? And so most people are going to do this prayer inside of their head. And so naturally, then you're connecting to the heaven energy, which you may actually call the reincarnation energy. Remember, when you die, where do you go to? You go to the light of the darkness. This is what they call heaven because it's so you see light there. Some people actually, you know, go to hell, we'll say, because they have a bad experience. But that's both of those are in duality. And so what Jesus was really talking about was that there's a power outside of you that you can connect to, but it's really inside of your heart center. So he was just trying to give an example stating that heaven is actually the universe and that this is a sacred space, and that's kind of what he was talking about, and this is why he always mentioned to go inside where the kingdom is. So that's kind of what he was really saying to people, is that there is a source of light, we'll say, out there. If you were to come today instead, it would be probably a little different. But basically, it's a source of light that you have inside of yourself that you can connect to that created the universe of light. Did not create the universe of darkness. Doesn't know darkness whatsoever. And so this is what he was inferring to. And that's how it probably came out back then, so people could understand that. But and he used the word Father, our Father who art in heaven. Well, what does that mean? That means that this divine energy that he goes to, which we now we call the light ship, is source energy. And the source energy created the universe of light, and that's all that there is. And that's with every one of you. And you have to go in your heart to find it. if we were not controlled by time here in the darkness paradigm of time, then we would always be connected. You would have a thought, it'd be in your heart instantly. You would not go to your head, go to the mind, okay, the mind matrix, to get your information. It'd always be heart-centered. So you have to take that step and relearn and understand that what you've been taught in this lifetime is basically a lie. All the churches are lying to you. This is where you get your spiritual information. Most of the books are just books that are channeled from the darkness, leading you off on a tangent. Might have some truth to it, but there's always a twist. And, you know, you have everything that you need right inside of yourself. It's all in your heart. Like I say, just need one book, one page, and that page will say, go within. So if you have a lot of books in your metaphysical library, you might just want to get rid of them, you know, especially if they have anything in there with affirmations or something, because you're probably going to be using your head. You're asking something outside of yourself in an affirmation for a favor. And that's probably dark energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a very good question on the fast chat. Probably have time for one more question. And the question is from Marie, and it's, what is a good clearing to integrate more light into our DNA structure?
The clearings are strictly doing the light chip clearings that I have on my list of services. So the light chip, every clearing that they're doing for you is clearing out your DNA. I do see some practitioners out there who think that they have it all. You have one clearing. You have one maybe DVD that you're watching or a CD that you put headphones on, and they think that that's going to clear you. Nope. The light chip goes right to your core. The light chip has the only blueprint of you that they created for you, and, you know, this is how these clearings work. It goes right to the core of you. You just need to do one clearing. I do have upgrades, we'll say, unlimited clearings on the website. This is to keep you current. Like I said, when Jesus left here, his healing stopped. Nothing was brought forth, and now it's here again. You can go to the light ship. You can use the clearings, and if you had a clearing, you know, an hour ago, well, you just created more stuff for yourself because you're living here on this earth. So you need to clear out that last hour to stay current. If you had a clearing with me 3 years ago, then, boy, by all means, get current. Do the unlimited. It's $50 to get current. You can go on a 24-7. Go on a 3-4 times a day. Have a bad day, go on that clearing. Get the stuff cleared out of you. Otherwise, you're bringing forth more DNA garbage, more stuff. And that'll prevent you from ascending and also, you know, recycling your life over and over again. So back to you, Sylvia.
So basically what you're saying, if I understand this correctly, is that basically all of the clearings are clearing out the DNA and giving putting more light into the body, because that's what they do. So it's just a question of, for you at this time in your life, each individual person, what is the next clearing that they need, and that's determined by, you know, either talking to you or going on the list of services and just seeing which one kind of jumps out at them as to what they need.
Yes, I do have a list of the initial ones that everyone should have. So you want to have the initial clearings. It's listed here on the BBS program. Just go to the page here, and I think click on it or go to the website, get up the list of services. And we do have the initial clearings that people should have to start off with, even though you think you don't need it. Because remember, your mind is going to tell you that you don't need it. And that's the mind control patterns. Remember, you're running patterns and programs continuously because you're living in time, and the time creates these programs. So tomorrow we have our wonderful 8-hour conference call. It gets rid of the alien parasites. If you want to have an experience and see what it's all about, you can check out two archives on BBS Radio. One is 11:30:08. The other one is 10:10:09. And if you're like a first-time listener and you want to know why, maybe you've had healings in the past from anybody and you don't know why you didn't heal, go to the show, which is 8:28:09. And we go through it's about an hour and a half show, and you start realizing what the problems are with you as you look at this as a reference to how much negative energy your body's holding to why you don't heal. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, our time has flown by, so we're actually out of time for tonight. So I'll just say good night and blessings. Thank you all for being here. Maybe next week we can continue this kind of topic. This is great. We appreciate your questions. If others of you have questions that you'd like taken up on the radio program, you can also email radio@creationlightship.com, and we will try to get to those in the next show. So blessings, everyone, and good night.
Okay, and you can bring up the light beam. I'll bring in peace energy as we sign off here, and it'll be with you for the next basic half an hour. So blessings to all of you. Our next program is Monday, and hope to see you on the 8-hour call, getting rid of these alien parasites, worms, etc. Check out those archives. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.